Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for November 6th, 2024. So yes, mortgage rates went up, and yes, they're back to 7.125 because 7.13 doesn't exist. Mortgage rates go in eighths. So what happened today? Well, it's not as bad as it might look. It's if you look at this thing right here. If you look at the mortgage bonds, they're getting hammered, but we're going to get to that in a second. Don't know if you guys realize, but tomorrow is Fed Day. Yeah, the Federal Reserve's meeting tomorrow, and it almost slipped my mind. So we're going to talk about what the Fed's projected to do tomorrow, and they're projected to do a 25 basis point cut. But let's just look at today in general. So let's get first start. The president-elect Donald Trump is now going to be taking office in January. So that was resolved yesterday. The markets are loving this stuff. We have the equity markets hitting all-time high. Basically, all across the board, you're up 3%, 4%, or 5%, depending on what you're looking at. The cool thing is, right over my head is the VIX. The VIX is basically the anxiety level of the markets, and it's coming down. Believe it or not, it's coming down. So that's what we're seeing right now. And then right through here, though, mortgage rates surge on higher Trump's victory. So that's what we're seeing right now. So let's dig into the real data that we're seeing. So first off, I want to show you guys the chart that we're seeing here on the MBS markets. So this is, if you're new to my channel, what we follow here on the channel is the bond that trades on Wall Street, which right here, it's a mortgage bond. So this mortgage bond's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So that's why we follow this thing. Look at this chart. If this was a stock, what would you say the price of the stock should be? Exactly. Who knows? So if you look at this, it's all over the map. Here's a cool thing. This is a five-day chart of the bonds, the mortgage bond. Okay, it's all over the board. Traders didn't even know what's going on. So I still don't think they really know what's going on. But let's go down to a two-day trend. Here's what happened yesterday. The market opened, and it opened down because Election Day. And then as people thought maybe the election results would be in their favor, I think that's what happened around noon. The market kind of took off. And again, how you follow this market right through here, or how you follow this bond, if this the price of this bond goes up, which you're seeing right through here, you know, this is going up, that means mortgage rates are coming down. It has a yin-yang effect. Okay, so that's what happened yesterday. It came out of the gate, it was down, and then it was up, 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 and away. And then the election took place, and they announced that President-elect Trump will be taking office. How did the market open today? All the way back down here, basically right where we started yesterday. Okay, and then it started tanking from there. Then I'm like, okay, what's all the numbers going to look like? So then we started looking at ceilings and floors and other charting systems through here, and we're like, okay, it seems to be a bottom right down through here, and that's what I think we hit. So we hit a bottom here, we went through, hit a bottom here, and then when we went below it, I'm like, okay, that's not good news. And then from there, we started to tick up. So if you look at this just in general, where did we close today? Right here. Where did we open yesterday? Down here. So what does this tell us? Okay, if we're up, that means mortgage rates are a little bit lower than where they were yesterday. Okay, so that's what you're seeing through here. But when you look at this number, it's like, my goodness, this is crazy. But then if you go to, you expand out a little bit, not as bad as it looks. So that's what we're seeing right through there. So I do want to show you this interview. We're trying to figure out what the Federal Reserve's next move is based on the elections and all the other stuff. So let's take this interview. And this young man, Macaulay, he has an accent. And I have a Southern accent. I kind of don't know what his is. The guy's a genius, though. So they're interviewing him on here to try to figure out, based on the Trump presidency, how's that going to overflow into the markets? What's the bond market going to look like? What's the Fed going to do? Instead of listening to me, let's just listen to the interview.
My next guest says Powell is on a mission to get back to a terminal rate of 4% sooner than later, and will ease by a quarter point every meeting until we get there, which could be about 3, depending on how you count it.
Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. What we're trying to find out is what the net neutral rate is based on the Fed and whatever else, because what they're going to do is once they determine that, they're going to cut rates, their federal funds rate, all the way down to that. So right now what you have to understand is the federal funds rate is 4.75 to 5%. It's right over there. So this is the kind of the economy at a glance. You can see that right through here. So this is telling us what the let me pull this down so you can see the whole screen. Basically, what this is telling us right here is what the federal funds rate is today, 4.75 to 5. This is going to change tomorrow. What the PCE is, inflation gauge. This is the number one inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors. So it's right now, they wanted it 2. It was at 7, 8, 9% not too long ago. Now it's at 2.1. So right there, they expected the unemployment rate to spike to about 4.5, 4.6. It actually keeps coming down. So they're like, oh my goodness, it looks like the Federal Reserve is pulling off a soft landing because we even have GDP in the positive. So we have a good GDP number over there. We have an unemployment rate right here, which is good. You have the inflation, which is good. And then you have the federal funds rate over there. So let's get their take on where the federal funds rate is, or at least the neutral rate is, so we know how far the Federal Reserve is going to continue to cut. Let's take it away.
McCulley is the former chief economist at PIMCO and currently an adjunct professor at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business. CNBC senior economics reporter Steve Leisman is with us as well. Paul, first to you, how does the overlay of these markets, the reaction to Trump and the election outcome, you think, affect their decision making?
I think it makes it more uncertain when we're getting out into 25, because the whole game out in 25 is figuring out what the terminal rate should be, which is another way of saying what is our star, where will they finish the easing process. But I look at that as a 25 exercise. For the rest of this year, I think they're very much still in the recalibration mode, which is to get the Fed funds rate, the policy rate, from the wrong place to a more sensible place. And I'm of the viewpoint that they go twice more, that's cumulative 100 basis points this year, get down to 4 3/8. That does not reslope the yield curve, but takes a big chunk of the recalibration process to the finish line. And then out next year, they would go down further. But I think right now, between now and 4%, effectively the Fed will never say this, but will be closing its eyes and cutting 25 each meeting.
You don't think that Trump's election, the market reaction, equates itself to a loosening of financial conditions, much like they were trying to? In other words, does the election equal a Fed rate cut?
I don't think so. It depends on how you measure financial conditions, because normally you look at it as risk appetite from the standpoint of credit spreads and PE multiples and all of that on risk assets. And yes, it would be an easing from that perspective, but you also have to put in the level of long-term interest rates, which is obviously the other direction.
True.
So I don't think it obviates the need whatsoever for the Fed to normalize the yield curve. We can't talk about the Fed stopping an easing process from a starting point of an inverted yield curve. That simply doesn't make any sense. The issue is, at what level are they going to reslope the curve, bringing short rates down relative to long rates? And I think 4 is sort of the axe number that we should be working with now.
And Steve, we're around 4.8% right now. I do wish they'd go back to a single rate and not this range.
Yeah, well, it makes the math just a little bit harder, Kelly, but that's why I'm around, so you don't have to do it. I will tell you what the midpoint is, and
thank
that's kind of where the market orients itself. But I think there's an interesting moment coming up. I agree with Paul on the rest of this year. I think they do another couple quarters here, bring it down 50, get down 100 basis points, and then kind of think about it. But then the fiscal policy question becomes, I'll back up a little bit, because making monetary policy is a combination of looking at the current data, but also blending in your outlook. And then blending in the outlook of what could be very, you know, dramatic fiscal policy changes. Let's say there's a tariff regime. Let's say there are further cuts in taxes. And then layer in your question, Kelly, whether or not this is all stimulative, whether or not it ends up being some combination of push me, pull you, and some restrictive, some stimulative in there. It's going to be very tricky for the Fed. It doesn't want to go late, but it can't get too far out in front of either A, the political process, or B, the effect of the things that are actually enacted. So this is going to be, because what people said to me when I was reporting the potential impact of the Trump economic plans was you have to think about the whole package. Well, it's a kind of interesting package. There are tariffs, there are tax cuts, there's deregulation, there are potential cuts in federal spending. It's going to be difficult for the Fed to navigate this, and my best guess is it'll do so very slowly.
Wow. So it's not me, it's not you guys. All the markets are basically at a confusion point right now. So when you ask me about what I think on rates, it's just my opinion. There's nobody that knows. Even these economists, these professors, people at BlackRock, everybody else, they don't know. We're just giving you the trends and the outlooks that we're seeing based on all the economic data that we have. So that's basically that. So again, we're going to go, what he was talking about is why there's a range, you know, in these rates. This is the federal funds rate. There's a range, like you can see right through here. Why there's a range, don't know. But it's right now the federal funds rate is 4.75 to 5. They're saying the nominal rate that the Fed needs to get it to is 4. Okay, so if you go over to the CME FedWatch tool, they're looking at being at the 4 range, you know, next year at some times, or all the way down to maybe here. So this is basically where the CME FedWatch tool is telling us. Now, this used to go down all the way down through here, that 3.5 to 3.75 on the federal funds rate in the December meeting. That's been pulled off the table. So there's less rate cuts being expected. So only time's going to tell on how this transactions transposes through the system. So that's today's report, folks. So mortgage rates in general, they're basically where we were yesterday morning before the rates went down, and then they pushed right back up again today. So stay tuned for tomorrow's report. We're going to follow the Fed. I'll be live when the Federal Reserve comes out, explain to you what happened, what they do, and we're going to see, as it happens, we're going to see the market's reactions when the Federal Reserve comes out. So join me tomorrow as well. Hope you join me this afternoon with Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Loved, just answering all those questions out there for you. But other than that, I wish you adieu, and I hope you have a fantastic evening. God bless. Be safe out there. Go home. Hug a loved one. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, folks. Take care. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.